Springfield's Pure Classic Rock, 104.7 The Cave. Mike, the intern, on the phone with Chris Pilgrim from the Community Blood Center of the Ozarks this morning. Chris, I know you guys really are always trying to do everything you can for the community, and now is no different, especially with the recent shooting of a police officer. The need for blood is at an all-time high. Is that correct?
Yeah, the need for blood, it never stops, and that's what people need to realize. That even with a coronavirus pandemic and people limiting their movements and things like that, blood is still needed for cancer patients, for trauma victims, for pregnant mothers. Blood never takes a vacation. It never stops being needed. So we need people to keep us in mind and keep donating blood throughout the remainder of this crisis, or whatever it looks like.
You're absolutely right on the money, and that hit home. That hits very close to home with my wife and I expecting our first child here in about a month and a half. So, yes, if you are in a position to donate, go do it. And obviously, you guys are a sanitized environment. You pretty much always have to be, right?
Right. We've got pretty stringent procedures anyway in terms of cleanliness. We're an FDA mandated kind of a pharmaceutical manufacturing facility, if you will. So we've already got stringent things, guidelines in place, but we've added to that. Now, when you enter the donor center or a blood drive, we'll take your temperature first thing. If you're over 99.5, you'll be asked to send away and asked to come back at a limited time. But we've got extra hand sanitizer, personal protective equipment, including gloves that our donors can wear if they feel the need to. We're experiencing social distancing. We moved our beds a little further apart in our chairs where people sit. So it is a safe thing to do. I'm talking about donating blood. The Surgeon General said so yesterday at a press conference, urging Americans to please continue to donate blood. And we're going to have some shortages coming up here in the near term. I think we'll make it through that if donors continue to remember local patients.
Yeah, especially if you are able to get out, and I'm talking about the younger kids, the younger people, and you're not feeling like you're putting in yourself or anyone else in harm's way, go donate as much as you can. Chris, thank you so much for your time this morning.
I appreciate it, Mike. Thank you.